Brett Platner joins us now. We're talking Jackson Heights boys basketball. The Cobras 6-13 on the season. All those wins coming in Northeast Kansas League play, including one last Friday night, Coach. A good road win, beating McLeod 59-37. Had defeated them earlier in the year, but I think only by about 10 points. So 59, that's almost maybe your season high. It sounded like a lot went well last Friday night for your team, huh?
Yeah, Friday was a good night for us. There were some spurts here and there where they were hitting some shots, and we were trading some shots off, and relatively through the first and second quarter, it was a fairly tight game. But we, at halftime, we made some adjustments defensively and made a more concerted effort to stopping their attack and held them to 2 points in the third quarter while in the process of getting out and running in transition, hitting our own shots, outscored them 18-2 in the third quarter. That kind of sealed the game for us. We were able to work on some different things moving to the fourth. And overall, it was our defense on Friday that proved to be the biggest point for us to get with the win, because our defense turned into easy opportunities on offense. And even offensively in the half-court setting, we were moving the ball well and executing against our defense. And like you said, overall, it was a good, solid victory for us.
I noticed, I saw the box score of your game against ACCHS this week on Tuesday. Jason Bosley at 5'3", scored 21. Grant Ammon at 13. But wrapping up the thoughts on the McLeod game, I imagine you had quite a few guys that must have contributed for your club to be able to get to that 59-point mark.
Yeah, Hayden Doyle has really been stepping up over the past few weeks and shooting a consistent percentage from outside. When that third guy can step up and take pressure off of Grant, take pressure off of Jason, and implement themselves in the scoring attack, that really makes us a much better basketball team. Silas, as always, is orchestrating our offense, doing good things such as taking attention, getting in the middle of the lane, and dishing it out to these guys so they can be successful. But that's what we need to look forward headed to Substate, is making sure we can get those third, fourth guys who can step up and provide valuable minutes and get themselves on the score sheet consistently for us.
So I mentioned the game against ACCHS, a tough one. You end up losing 49-47, a second chance opportunity, a buzzer beater for Effingham to win that game. Man, had a couple of those this season, and this is a game where you had a pretty comfortable lead through the first half and much of the third quarter, but finishing, I know, has been a consistent word, and that was the, I guess, final thought on last Tuesday night.
Yeah, that's something we've continuously had to work on, practice late game situations, being strong with the basketball, making smart decisions. Unfortunately, these guys, and I recognize that myself, they haven't been in a lot of those opportunities. And it may say senior on the roster, it may say junior on the roster, but the basketball experience that you don't get in those late situations, that's kind of showing up right now. And just as we were on the lucky end of some late game play early in the year when we banked in a three for the win ourselves, that's kind of turned the other way for us, where some bounces or some rolls have gone against us in these late game situations, to where we've lost two games via buzzer beater and now blown two games with 14-point leads. And while some of that may be luck, some of that's definitely correctable on our end. Got to be stronger with our passes, be smarter with our passes, late game situations, better manage the game. Once we get those type of leads, and make sure that we're getting great shots and not just good shots, and ultimately staying calm and collected in those moments. And if there's a silver lining to that, you know, hopefully you throw the record out the window headed into Substate coming up, even though we have a game on Friday. We take some of these situations, these losses that we've had, these shortcomings we've had during these games, and we will be better for that headed into the last stretch of our season.
Yeah, you mentioned the rematch coming up on Tuesday. Jackson Heights boys will be at ACCHS to begin play in the 2A sub-state, so certainly a great opportunity to avenge a couple losses, and the game this Friday is at home against Mar Hill Mount Academy as well here on the 25th. So, yeah, that'll be interesting, because I guess the bigger picture is sub-state, but I'm sure with senior night and all, you want to take it a game at a time still and try to find a way to win that one Friday, right?
Absolutely, and we're prepared for probably a similar outlook on the game on Friday. Mar Hill's a well-coached team who fundamentally is very sound. And, you know, the first time we played them was what I mentioned before, that other game in which we got beat on a buzzer beater. So we know it'll probably be close, and we'll have to do the necessary steps taking the win. And hopefully closing down the stretch in a game like that, we can play smart, we can play sound, play consistent, and find ourselves on the other end of that win or that game on Friday, because you know, riding momentum. Momentum is a big thing, especially in high school sports. If we can take momentum from a potential game on Friday into that sub-state round, anything can happen from then on.
You bet. Best of luck, Coach, finishing things out this week and into sub-state next week. Thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you again, Justin.
Brett Plattner, head coach of the Cobras, the Jacksonites Locker Room Chats, brought to you by C&D Food Mart and Williams Company in Whiting, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, and Rob Wareham and staff at Farm Bureau Financial Services.